Oh, yeah. You remind me of a girl. Yeah. Let's do.
Don't look at me and sing that song,
Come
bruh.
on, bro. I'll look you
Don't do
deep in the
that.
eyes and sing that song.
Don't do that before I read your text out loud.
Don't do that. I don't even know what text you're talking about. I think I do, but
One
I
from just
don't.
now.
Yeah. Oh, God, don't. Don't do that. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of I'm Oholo Marcus. That's FIM, man. Episode 79 of the Polyticket Podcast. You know what it is. It's frick. I'm frick. Frick. Fuck. I'm freaking tired, bro. I'm tired.
Marcus got two pods and a job today, man.
And my car starter is out, dude.
Oh, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? I have to huff it, you know? I paid for a lift the other day last week to come or to get to work. This shit was $40.
That ain't nothing. Well, that's like half an hour to work for you, though. You know what I'm saying? Big
Yo.
boss. You know what I'm saying?
Shut up, dude. That shit hurt my pockets, bro.
Wait. So how far is it in the Uber? How long did it take you?
About 30 minutes.
How about in bus, whatever?
Bus, I don't know. I'm assuming like maybe an hour.
Oh, you've never taken a bus yet?
No, not LA Metro. I'll take the light rail. I'll take the Sacramento light rail. The LA Metro is a whole other beast, bro.
Oh no, I mean like, but you like to your job, you never taken public transportation yet?
No, bro, this
Are
is
you?
literally the second week.
Oh yeah, that's right. I'm sorry, my fault. Well, I keep thinking your old job is next to your new job. Okay,
No.
never mind.
Training. Training is in a whole different place, but the casino I'm going to is a lot closer.
Oh, okay.
It's the first one I was, yeah, the first one I was at where somebody shit on the floor.
Wait for oh, so they so your new job bought out your old job at your old spot?
Bing bong.
Oh,
Lost the
dang.
contract.
So they the reason why you had to move.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, dang, you was taking a 2-minute shuttle instead of just walking there.
Yeah.
I'll be
You can't
listening.
beat them, join them. You know what
Yeah.
I'm saying?
Okay. All right. Well, before we get this episode started, you know what I'm saying, man, make sure y'all check out our other podcasts, Way Back Wednesday podcast and the Pacifica Movie Starter Kit podcast featuring the Uso Lance Faletongo, the Polynesian podcast.
Yeah.
Also, if you want some more Polyticking podcast, check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/thepolyticking podcast. We'll give y'all some extra content. $5 a month gets you an extra episode every week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't have that written down. That was just, you know what I'm
No, that
saying?
was off the top. You see, we do this, okay?
That was muscle
Maluso
memory.
does this, all right?
Muscle memory, you know what I'm saying? And if you want to get sponsored, you want us to add, I still ain't wrote like anything. I'm supposed to write and we're supposed to send it out, but I just
Like
I'm
what? What are we
lazy
talking about? What are you talking about
for
here?
sponsorships.
Oh,
But
cold
we
pitches.
will.
Yeah, me
But
neither.
we
Yeah, we
will.
will. We
But
will.
not as of yet. So yeah, anyways. yeah, so those are the program reminders. And without further ado, my brother, how have you been?
I've been good, man. Same old stuff, right? Car starter is shot. Started the new job. The first week of training is done. I'm on my second week right now, and it's been great, man. But it feels like I'm going to school, right? Because the last job I didn't get no training. This one we get a month of training. So you better
Damn.
learn something. You know what I'm saying? I'm writing down answers, taking pen and paper tests, taking assessments, quizzes. You know what I'm saying? Taking notes. I'm actually not out of my element, but
Yeah, because you're kind of a nerd when you want to be.
yeah. And I just look, I'm just, I just, I'm tired, man. And I feel like I'm the oldest one there. Everyone's like way younger than I am. At least I hope so. I might be the oldest one there. Yeah, I just feel, I don't know. It just feels like school all over again,
So
which is cool.
you've done this before. You've done this work. It's just a new company. How relevant is this training to what you actually do? Because I know, like in school, you taking a major, you're going to classes, whatever, you're doing all these things, and like once you grow up and you get a job, you're like, man, none of this is relevant. So like how, because you've got work experience, you've done it. So like, are there things in here that you're learning that you're like, oh, I never knew how to do that? Or are there things that they're kind of telling you where you're like, you can cut this corner, it doesn't matter.
It's a bit of both. It's introducing me to like, I don't know, to think outside the box, like count differently. You know what I'm saying? I'm a slow counter. I'm not good at math. So you got to be kind of okay at math here. And I'm just learning new ways to count. But I mean, other than that, yeah, I mean, I guess it makes a difference, right? Like you go to college, get your degree, whatever, but then you work at a different job or something. I don't know. You're probably never going to get the job in the industry that you got the freaking degree for. Mm-hmm. Here it's like, yeah, I got the relevant work experience and all of this. It's all relative. It all works, you know. Okay. It all actually makes sense. It's just something completely different. So it's all relevant. But then yeah, you can cut some corners on some things too.
Yeah, all right. So I'm about to, you know,
just don't know about getting yelled at by a player. That's what I want to introduce them to.
So what are some things that you would add to the training that you haven't seen yet?
The nuances, right, of how players are in there, mm-hmm. how disgusting and debauched this industry is. You know,
Susu's galore.
Yeah, Susu's galore. You're gonna hear a lot of Susu's galore in there, and it's, I don't know, man. And there are gonna be people in there messing with you. There are mm-hmm. gonna be people in there trying to get one over on you. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And I guess that's what this training is for. You know, for you to prepare for that. But I'm trying to be that guy to like be that annoying customer who's like, give me the change. Being the asshole to a dealer, being an asshole to a banker. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to do. See how y'all react.
Some real life experience. Pressure. Yeah. You know what These saying? Are things you can't read about in a book. You gotta just go through.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Man. You gotta get called a piece of shit for withholding money that they lost.
Mm. How come? Because the bankers are so evil, man. The corporations are evil. And I was like, dude. I know. Now give me your fucking money you lost. You lost fair and square.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't think I could work at a casino. I feel like every day after my shift, I'm gonna be like, let me just a little hungry.
Look, they already got you. They already got you. It's got its tendrils in you, bro.
I'll be like, man, I made $200, $300 today. I could spend $100 here.
Yeah, look at you.
It'll just be one day.
See, one day turns into a year.
Do you have coworkers that gamble heavily?
Dealers, yeah. As the third party, we're not allowed to gamble.
Like after your shift, you can't gamble? Mm-mm. Nope. Wait, what? You can't go to a casino?
We can't. We can go to casinos on Native American land because that's sovereign land.
So you can't gamble even if you off the clock?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing. I have an addictive personality. I know if I picked up gambling, it's over for me. The I know. Little funds I have.
You picking a place.
What? What are we talking about, bro? Relax, Crody.
Hey, Crody.
Hey, Crody. Better relax, Crody.
I just want to say I'm in Canada and nobody is rooting for Drake where I'm at, bro.
Yeah.
Everybody is going for Kendrick Lamar where I'm at. It's crazy. I'm just like, okay. I'm hearing They Not Like Us like on the streets, like on people's phones and speakers.
Yeah.
It's bad.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you are doing well in the training. I hope they implement what you have to say in there as well.
Yeah.
Just have Marcus just come in. Like yeah. Yeah. Here's my damn money.
You guys are evil. I hate you. Give me my money. Ah!
Yeah, let make them little kids that's applying with you, taking the training with you, make them cry.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is nothing like tech school.
That's right. You got to go through the fire, son. Go through the fire.
Yeah, but you might count fast, but how fast do you run?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? What up, man? What the hell's up with you, bro? What's going on with you?
All right, man. So, the other day.
Yo, every time he starts to... All right, man. I know something awesome's coming, bro.
So, the other day, we was walking. We was going for a walk, me and my girl. And we was walking home, and we went through the backside. So, we was walking, like, around the park. And then there's, like, this little... this road that you take and you take it to the main road, but you can walk up this little hill. And while you're walking up the hill, there's like apartments on the other side of the road. Mm. So we walking and like all of a sudden, all I hear is Like me and my girl talking. Like we, and it's just us. There's nobody else walking on the path. There's nobody outside. All I hear is a little kid voice, like a little girl kid voice yelling, "Shut up, fatty." And I was like, I like looked around for a minute and like it clicked to me like, well, ain't nobody else here. Yeah. What the heck? And then so, but we still talking. We just walking because it's not really like around us. It's coming from this building. Like there's somebody either in the window or on the patio. And then we're walking there like, yeah, you fatty, shut up. Shut up, you fatty. And I'm like, what? I'm like looking around and I stop walking and my girl, she's still talking and walking. And she's just like, babe, they're not talking to us. I'm like, who they talking to?
Yo, crazy. So like, who they talking to?
No, I'm just like, there's no one else here. My girl's like, there's no way. And like, they start saying like a lot of different words, a lot of curse words or whatever.
Oh, what?
And I'm sitting there like, babe, they're talking to us. And she's like, there's no way. Maybe they're yelling at the TV or maybe they're yelling at each other in the house. I'm like,
oh, bless your girl's heart, bro.
She's super. That's what she always thinks the best of people. Yeah. And so she's trying to walk off and I'm standing there and I'm looking. And then all I hear is, yeah, you fatty, shut up. And I said, yo, mama fat. I start yelling at the building. I didn't know because there was windows that was like covered, but it was open. And then there was also like because it sounded like they was outside, like in the patio. There was a couple patios where the top, you know, the patio was covered so you couldn't see past it. Like it had like a little sheets or ears, whatever.
Yeah.
And so I said, man, shut up, yo, mama fat. And then like, and then I heard the voice like stop. And then I heard it again and it was like muffled. Like they went inside the house and started yelling. It's like, they
come
like,
outside.
It was like, yo, mama fat. I said, yo, daddy, a hoe. Where your daddy at? I'll start yelling. Yeah. I started getting hella mad. I said, man, what the? My girl was like, hey, they're not talking about you. I said, man, they are. They're obviously addressing me, what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I just kept saying, yo, mama fat. Yo, daddy, a hoe. Yo, daddy. Yeah. And so my girl's ex.
Grown men. Yeah. Grown man. Arguing with children over here.
I'd a dog walk they daddy. anyways. Yeah. That's. And so, but my girl's daughter's dad. So my girl's ex. He lives in that building.
Oh, shit.
So then she was asking the daughter, she's like, hey, are there kids that are like rude over there? And I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't think so. And then she went to go see her dad. And when she came back, she was like, yeah, there's some bad kids in there.
Yeah.
She was like, what do you mean? She was like, they'll be sitting at the top and cussing people out. They'll leave people like they'll write the N word with the hard R and leave it at people's doors. They left it at her.
They left it at her kids.
Yeah. So like all this stuff. I said, man, what's up? What we just? It was like, I said,
get
man,
the
what's
trap?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, man, what the? I was like, they need to be stopped.
Look at you, bro. Officer Seth on duty, bro. They must be stopped,
bro. I was so mad, bro. I'm just like. I'd be wanting to walk over there now just to see if I see little kids out there. Hey, yell out real quick. Shut up, fatty. Let me hear what you sound like. I remember.
Shut up, fatty. Shut up.
Yeah, but I just some little bad kids leaving notes and like yelling. They be throwing stuff in the hallway and whatever. So like
little badasses.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's funny. I seen a video. It's that this wasn't on here, but I seen a video. And it was like this dude, and that fool was brawling too. Like he was, and he said, "Oh, you seen it?
Yeah.
Did you add it to the note or no?
No, but I seen it this morning. It's really good. That's a really good talking point. It's so good.
It connects. So the dude was like, the dude was saying he talked to his girl, his daughter's bully.
Yeah.
And he addressed her and he said, "Yo, please leave my daughter alone." It got even so far that they talked with the teacher and they talked with the parents. Mm. And the daughter still didn't listen, didn't care, and kept bullying his daughter.
Yeah.
And so in response to that, he said, "Yeah, And you now you just had to see your daddy get jumped in front of the school because of your actions.
Yeah.
And so and like people was like, what the heck? That's crazy. Huh? And I'm thinking to myself, like, I thought that was normal.
Yeah, it's not normal, buddy. It's not normal. Yo, I thought that was normal. Tell the world how you're a hood booger without telling you're a hood booger. Bruh, tell them.
Bruh, like, I feel like I've seen that growing up so many times.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I've seen it, like, yeah, like, you better hope your family can fight. Especially when it's, like, little kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I can't beat up this 9-year-old. Mm-hmm. But the older brother that's sitting inside eating his food is finna get slapped. Like, I've seen that before.
So, okay, see, that with siblings. I've seen that with siblings. But parents outright, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen parents going up and beating up the kids.
I've seen that at football games. For real? You know, like Pop Warner type stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like a dirty player or a kid that's not listening to practice.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that. Well,
outright bullying. What?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, I thought that was regular. I didn't think, like, when I watched the video, I was like, man, good for him. I didn't think it was nothing out the ordinary, though. Like, what you gonna do? Or the better, I feel like the more appropriate and probably the more normal version of this would be like, so these kids, right? I was like, damn, I wish I had one of my little cousins out here. Because then that's when you just be like, or if you a man that got a problem with a girl, but you can't fight the girl. That's when I hit Alex up. Hey, Alex. Right. you call your girl cousin to come and whoop. Like, that might be a little more normal.
Okay, yeah, see, that. Yeah, okay. That is normal. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
But I never... because, like, that video in particular, right, that dude exhausted all options. He went through the right channels. He did everything a grown man was supposed to do, and still she didn't listen. So you know what? I had to put the paws on him. Me and my brother had to put the paws on your daddy to show you that bullying is wrong.
Yeah.
Did you see his response to that?
Whose response?
So that guy. Not the
one that got jumped?
No. Oh. Not really a response. I guess it's like a response to the comments for people calling him crazy for doing that and said, why didn't you run the one-on-one? Why did you have to jump?
Oh, yeah. Why didn't he?
Yeah, he said...
Because he looked like he could handle...
Right. So he said something along the lines of I had to show you that life ain't fair. We get jumped all the time by life, by bills, by stress, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I was just like, dude, that makes the most sense. I mean, bruh, like your daughter's getting bullied and the bully is not listening. Fuck it, bro. Now I have to show you that what you're doing by extension is just not fair. It's not fair to my daughter, and it's not fair to your dad because your dad got jumped by me and my brother.
Hey, look, I'm about,
it's your fault, girl.
I'm about to run the risk of sounding real, like, I don't know, just stupid or whatever amongst our listeners or our followers or whoever.
Yeah.
But I was always told, like, the whole idea, like, Hawaii is probably the only place you catching a real one-on-one.
Right.
That's it.
Right, because they all trade with fucking BJ Penn and Max Holloway.
Well, no, I'm just because I feel like it's such a good natured place, right? Mm. If they have an issue with you, it's not really personal. In Hawaii, like, they all can kind of get together. You know, they I know they got beefs, I know they got real issues, but like for the most part, it's hard to really have hate for people when y'all like share families. And in Hawaii, it's really integrated. Like, it's y'all really mingle. You know, you might have a dude from a hood that you just hate, and y'all share an auntie. So you can't take it there all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it don't get took there, because it do.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, Hawaii is probably the only place you could get a proper one-on-one, because both sides they might hate each other, they might have beef, they might have this, but there's still like a solidarity that don't really exist in other places.
Okay.
But outside of Hawaii, bro.
Yeah.
I was always told ain't no gold medals in the hood. Like, you don't get nothing for fighting one-on-one. Like, I've never, like, all these people online is like, oh, she's the fair one, fair one-on-one. But I have never heard of that, like, growing up. I've never been involved in it, but I've never heard of it. It's either like, oh, they got jumped, or we jumped them, or whoever had the more people. I've never heard of like this whole idea of like to be honorable in the hood.
Yeah.
Like, that ain't, you selling crack to moms and you robbing people's houses. Like, there's I've never heard of this whole honor. Like, it's only on the internet. It's only on Twitter. It's only like recent years that I'm hearing about all this honorable stuff.
Yeah, shoot the fair one. Yeah.
Because it ain't never been that. Like, whose family is bigger? Who's finna pull up? You gonna take a loss? And then you find them at the gas station a week later, and then they go there. But yeah, no, I don't. I've always been told ain't no gold medals in the hood, bro.
Yeah.
You just there ain't no gold medals in the hood, bro.
Oh, look, man, you want to talk about it, bro? You okay, bro?
I'm just saying.
I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah, no, you're right, man. And I think, that's why people were tripping, because they had never been introduced to that idea. That, like, oh, why the fuck would you go and jump that little girl's dad? What the fuck? You didn't do anything. But it's like, bro, that little girl brought that upon herself. She did that. And the other parent did exactly what he was supposed to do as an adult. And nothing. So justice, justice been served?
That's street justice right
there. That's street justice. Yes. He exhausted all the right options, and he did what he had to do. So, you know, please.
Hopefully she don't bully no more. Yeah, the dad should have beat up the daughter. Or not beat up, but disciplined.
Hey,
if the dad would have handled the daughter, if the dad would have got her disciplined, would have got her like, hey, then it wouldn't have happened. But you know, what, you just gonna sit there and just, kids will be kids. All right, well.
She's a reflection of your parenting.
Me and my brother will be me and my brother.
Yeah.
I would love to see his response, though. I didn't see it.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Shout out to bro.
Yeah, shout out to bro. But fuck them kids. Fuck them kids. Them kids. Yeah, fuck them stupid kids.
Yeah, these kids down the street, their parents gonna catch it, bro.
Yeah,
bro.
Someone gonna beat up all your parents.
My girl was like, how would you know? I was like, just go knock on every door. It ain't that many ain't that many houses in that building. Damn. Is them your kids yelling?
Yeah. Come outside, shoot the fair one.
My girl was like, how far would that go? How would that, what would that solve?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A lot.
Solve a lot.
How much would it solve? A lot. How much?
Those, a lot. People hate Drake in Canada. A lot.
A lot.
A lot.
All right, bro. Let's get on to this backer real quick.
Yeah, talk to him.
We have a video. I hope it works. TikTok. This Polynesian woman severely upset about graduation and candy lays, money lays. And let's see what we think about this. Hold up.
I'm not taking you back. Money bouquets, money lays, candy lays, all that. Especially during graduation season, if you have no ties to the Nisian culture, it's cultural appropriation.
Oh,
period.
Oh,
somebody gonna tell me it's not that deep. Listen, it's deep when people with no ties to our culture at all starts making tutorials,
boom,
starts making videos,
boom,
and stands on the corner during graduation season selling our cultural practices. Because who gets credited for that? Not you, not me, and not us. It is that deep. Now, if you're not Nisian at all, but we come up and we lay you, there's meaning behind it, okay? It's a bond between the giver and the receiver, all right? It means congratulations, you're moving on. Hey, congratulations to your accomplishments. Here is a gift from me to you. There's so many meanings behind it, and it's all so meaningful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've talked about that many times on this show, right? The business aspect of it, right? The tattoos is always brought up on here. And just the more we talk about it, the more I'm inclined to agree with you, because she's echoing your sentiments and her, you know? She hit it on the head, you know? And she said that we got to be better about gatekeeping the culture to prevent other non-Polynesians of profiting off of our culture and stuff. And, you know, I can hear that. Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Wow. Really
not much else I can add to this discussion. What?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying we've come a long way.
Straight up, man. Yeah. the first version of the show, Marcus would have been. You're good. First version of the show, I would have been just like, oh, dude, it's really not that. It's not like that at all, dude. Well, why don't we all just get along? Isn't that what our culture's about? All of us getting along? Yeah. When we dictate that, buddy. Well, we got to be able to dictate that.
What would you say about saying, like, this isn't, like, culturally, like, okay, lays with flowers. Okay,
right, right, right. That's
like, but then the money aspect is like a little different. Like, what do you say to that?
Western influences have come in within the culture and stuff. The candy lays, money lays, right? Because they're not a part of the culture. I don't know. I'm still on the fence with that, man. You know, because it's like, what do we say about tradition and culture when it evolves with the times, right? Mm-hmm. Because what I always go back to is like the stuff with the fine mats, right? We didn't have money back then to use as payment. We just used fine mats, you know, whatever. And then, you know, the Western the powers that be introduced money, currency, and now we just integrated that within our traditional stuff. So it's, I don't know, man. It's, I just wouldn't feel comfortable taking a money lay from a person who isn't Polynesian. You know, I guess that's what matters, you know.
I'm taking money from anybody. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna family be using fives.
Right. Hey, fair enough. You know, if it's a money lay, I don't know, man. I guess
I'm gonna take it reluctantly.
Yeah. You're betraying your people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, gross. Oh. Yeah, no, I'm still on the fence with that. I don't know. I don't know what to make of traditions and culture evolving with the times. Because I have discussions like that with some of my family all the time. You know, they're very adamant about tradition and culture, at least in the church setting. And, you know, I'm just like, there's so many, like, I guess tenets, not tenets, bro, but just things that just feel so out of date, that just feel not right for now, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess maybe it could be like the negative aspect of stuff. I don't know. It's just out of date. There's just some stuff that's just out of date that needs to be updated for the times. And
okay,
I just don't know how well to integrate it within culture. I don't know. I'm too dumb for that conversation. But what'd you think of all that?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I've been saying the same thing for a while. Mm-hmm. And, you know, glad to see other people talking about it.
Yeah.
But now that this conversation has started, now that we're out here and understanding, like, remember, because we talked about it before.
Yeah.
Like, our culture was pretty low in terms of importance, in terms of visual, like visually visible. Mm-hmm. And so now that, like, it's coming up, now we're becoming the, oh, that's nice. Let's pick, now that people are seeing us.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's nice. Let's do that now. Before, our culture was so unheard of that it was looked at as weird.
Yeah.
You know, you got kids coming to school and eat lava lavas or something like that. And it's all like, oh, what the hell, that dude's wearing a skirt.
Yeah.
Now it's a little more tradition. Now it's a little more known. Now we have poly clubs. I'm sure they had poly clubs back in the day. We had them when I was in high school, but now it's like even more so. Like, it's just more visible. It's looked at as being cool now. And as soon as stuff becomes cool, that's when people start picking from it. That's when people start saying, oh, I want to be like this. I want to do this. I want to. And so now it's our culture that's on the chopping block. Now it's our culture that's up for the taking. And now we understand the pressures that African-Americans felt, or that Asian Americans felt, or that all these other cultures who was like at this, you know, you have the Asians, Americans saying, oh, you know, I don't like when y'all using our language to get tattooed. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not even the correct language, or that's not even the correct spelling, or blah, blah, blah. Y'all just doing it to be cool. Like, when it was their turn to be on the chopping block, you know, people laughed and was like, it's just language. Or African Americans with like the music or the braids or all the, oh, it's just hair. And then now it's us. And now people are looking at us saying, it's just candy. It's just a necklace. It's just, and now we are understanding how much it hurts to have our culture misinterpreted or our culture ripped off. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm saying to this is, I remember when people would urge buyers and consumers to be smart about where they're spending their money. I remember when that was became a thing, like, hey, man, make sure you're buying from Black-owned businesses, or you make sure you're buying from Asian-owned businesses, or make sure you're buying from, you know, like, authentic who the owner is. And, like, a lot of that was laughed at from a lot of people. Because it's like, bro, if I can get it cheaper over here, I'm finna get it over here. It don't matter who it's from. And now, but that's because it wasn't affecting us. It wasn't affecting our culture. It wasn't affecting how we see things. Or it wasn't, you know, it just wasn't us. We wasn't involved in that equation. So we didn't care. We didn't have a horse in the race. We gonna get it from whoever got it cheaper. It don't matter if it's authentically ethnic or just a ripoff. If the ripoff version is cheaper and just as good quality, we finna go there.
Okay.
I just hope that now that it's us in the spotlight, now that it's us on the chopping block, now that it's us up front in front of everyone, that we understand and then we start becoming like, so I think this video is to urge people to say, hey, if you're participating in it or if you're buying any of these legs, do it from the correct people, right? Don't go to the people outside the you know, don't go to the people outside of the graduations just sitting there with a bucket. Don't go to the random stores around high schools who aren't Polynesian or whatever. Like, go to an actual person of the culture and buy these things, support them, and put the money in their pocket. Mm-hmm. I just hope that when it goes back around and when it's other people that are saying things, whether it be music, whether it be braids, whether it be fashion, whether it be clothing tattoos. Or tattoos, you know, all of these things that we are asking of people. And I've said this before, I know I'm just like sounding like a broken record, but I just hope now that people can understand why it's important for others to get their voices heard about their culture and what's important to them. And I feel like if we can all agree to be like, okay, let's buy from the right people, or let's support the right people, or let's participate where we participate, where we're okay to participate in, and step away when it's time for us to step away and be like, that's not really ours to, you know what I'm saying? And then we go from there. And I feel like once we, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with gatekeeping certain parts of cultures. Yeah. I just think we can't determine what's sacred to other people. Like, they shouldn't right. determine what's sacred to us. That's very ignorant. That's very entitled. You know what I'm saying? Like, we shouldn't, you should listen to the people inside the culture who are telling you, this is important to us, don't be here. Mm-hmm. There should be no problem with that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that video was, yeah.
Good on you, girl. Good stuff, man.
I think her name was Meek the Mac. I think it was
Meek the Mac.
Or Mech the Mac, something like that.
Mech the Mac. Shout out to Mech the Mac, man. Yeah, that's exactly what the Uso Cef has been preaching about, and it is a good thing to see people finally talking about it, you know, taking it seriously, you know, because our discussions have made me take it seriously, too. Aloha Day, like I felt, you know right. what I'm saying? You're not going to explain Hawaii people for my freaking, my job, you know, like it just, I don't know, like now I'm a lot more aware of it, so yeah, these conversations are definitely needed. Again, shout out to her, you know. Yeah, let's start gatekeeping our culture, right? I'm not trying to see Billy over here selling fucking Lay's on the corner at the graduation, bro.
Well, remember that dude in Utah, the white dude who was selling the kava? No, oh, he was kava. Oh, okay. He had like a kava. He was like had a kava bar.
Yeah,
but it even got worse because he started stealing graphics from different Polynesian creators.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
was and he was them, making posters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Making posters with him and posting it on his Instagram and like doing all these things, and it was just like, oh yeah, come in. And that's part of why it's dangerous for outsiders to come in, because they have no boundaries. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like it just don't matter to them. So
yeah.
It's not good for the culture. It's not good for whatever traditions that they're appropriating. It's not good for anybody, you know. So let's be more mindful. That's what I'm saying.
Hell yeah.
You know
who else needs to be, huh?
Oh, go ahead. What was it?
You know who else needs to be more mindful, bro? Wealthy Ooh. Tourists are going overseas, fucking getting, you know, a lot of them be getting hurt out there because they're so like they're not socially aware. Mm-hmm. Like they go out to this new country, like, oh my god, I have money. Oh my god, I'm in a brand new place. I can just buy whatever. Mm. So what made you write the note in here? Because man, it's so funny that you put that in here, because I was just watching a video about have you ever heard of the term trustafarian?
No, what is that?
So I guess it's like blowing up on TikTok. It's like this aesthetic thing where like the wealthy try to pretend like they're poor, that they come from the dirt, but then they start dressing up in like traditional headdresses, trying to make themselves look like some kind of shaman of from a different culture, but they're all just wealthy kids. You know what I'm saying? I just watched a video on that, and it was talking about all the like the negative aspects of like tourism. And wealthy tourists, specifically, right? Mm-hmm. There's so many terms to like describe these certain type of tourists. Mm-hmm. Like there's voluntourism. Like there's a have you ever heard of voluntourism?
Nah, it's like people who do the volunteering stuff to travel for free, and then
kind of yeah, exactly, right? But then it's like this mentality that like they think they're doing a good thing by going over there and try to like, you know, they're going to these third world countries to, you know, they think they're making a huge difference, but it's all surface level shit, you know. Like tourism is just kind of hilarious, you know, and it's yeah, and people are getting hurt because they're not aware enough to be like, yo, this is not okay to do, you know? So, well, I mean, I seen you put it in the note. What happened? Did you see a video of a tourist?
I did.
What happened?
It was this white kid, and I think, nice. I forgot his name. I forget, some influencer or whatever.
Kyle, that's my guess.
Yeah,
Kyle.
Probably. And so there was this place in Japan where, like, you walk, and there's, like, a bunch of light fixtures. Like, there's different lights, and it's, like, a cool little setting. But then there's also, like, this water that's on the ground, and it covers like probably up to your ankles or something, like a little above your ankles. Mm. And it's like supposed to be like a peaceful kind of thing. Like you walk through, your feet are wet, and you like kind of just go and you see the different, it's like a tourist spot. You see the different things that they have in there.
Yeah.
And he was like, yo man, I'm hot or something like that. And then he jumps in the water and starts swimming around. And it was just like, that video came, my girl actually brought it to my attention. And then also like there's this city, I don't know if it's in that article, but there's a city where there's like a bunch of pictures of Mount Fuji. They take them from that city, from that little village. And apparently the locals were complaining that tourists were like overcrowding the streets so much that cars couldn't get through. Standing on top of people's cars and houses to get better pictures of Mount Fuji.
Look at that.
Like being outside of the houses at 1 and 2 in the morning, talking and just causing a ruckus.
Yeah.
And just like all this entitlement. And so so like it got so bad that village is actually putting up a big old black net to block the view of Mount Fuji so that people are less likely to come there.
Hey, you're in a foreign country, man.
Yeah.
You know, just be respectful to your surroundings. That's really all it takes. That's why motherfuckers is just over here just blocking the view. But yeah, they can fucking do that, man. Yeah. It's their country. Do whatever.
And like, once I was reading the article, I started noticing like hella people, like hella different countries are starting to not let tourists come there. And yeah, I relate this, and it's crazy because I relate this back to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Because so many people feel like I'm a tourist, I'm bringing money into this economy, like I'm doing a good thing. Mm-hmm. That's not true.
Yeah.
Like Hawaii has all this tourism, and the natives of that land don't benefit from it at all.
There's like a hidden darkness to the tourism industry. Like, that's why all those terms and fucking subterms, whatever the fuck you call it. Like, there's so much in, like, the tourist industry. It's kind of disgusting.
Yeah.
And nobody wins except the tourists. Mm-hmm. No country that they visit. I mean, yeah, they'll bring money in for the economy or whatever. But it's like, dog, the native people of them lands do not fucking, they don't. Yeah. They don't profit.
I just thought it was crazy. I never heard of the Trustafarian thing, But I mean, when you that rich, I guess you gotta find something to complain about.
Right.
Yeah. Like if you that rich, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh man, I only have 500,000 in my pocket instead of 700. I don't know.
Yeah, there was a case, I think, in Thailand of this young girl. She's like the daughter of like this billionaire. And she gets into an accident. She's texting and driving, and she rear ends a car. I think she killed 14, or I think she killed 9 people. It was like four. It was a 14.
Car she was driving.
I don't know. But first off, it was 14 people in this car. I'm not laughing.
Okay.
I'm saying it's 14 people in this car.
Uh-huh.
And that I don't know what kind of car that was, but she took out 9 people. And she suffered no consequences, bro. Her parents are so rich, their pockets are so deep that she basically just got a slap on the wrist. Like they were trying to hide that shit from the media, all types of shit, bro.
Wow.
Like tourism is not cool, dude. Tourism sucks. And then you got these wealthy kids going over here like, they don't get to suffer any of the consequences that they, you know, of the mistakes that they make. So it's disgusting. It's a disgusting industry. And maybe that's more of an indictment on like wealthy people. Y'all are disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all are gross.
Tourism though. Tourists, it'd be anybody. You don't have to be rich to be a tourist. So just be mindful of where you go and how you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, that's it.
Yeah, just sometimes rich people suck.
Yeah.
And sometimes rich people have an answer that, you know, we weren't expecting, like Whoopi Goldberg on Marriage. Yeah. Whoopi Goldberg said, "I am fundamentally a selfish person. I don't have time for a lot of other people in my life. Hit and runs are great, but you can't spend the night."
Yeah. I can't be mad at her, man. What? Okay. What? Huh?
Having Whoopi Goldberg on your hit and run list is a wild. That's a wild entry, bro. But she's funny. Whoopi Goldberg is funny. But
what the hell was that?
I'm just saying.
You don't think she deserves to be on anyone's hit and run list?
I'm not saying that.
What are you saying?
I'm saying, I don't know. I feel like if you with Whoopi, you trying to lock that down. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, I just feel like that would be something like Martha Stewart. Like, I'm finna marry you. Like, you.
Yeah.
I
you wouldn't hit and run Martha Stewart?
It might be like the 9 car thing that you was just talking about with Martha Stewart. I'm cool, bro. No, Martha. You know what, though? I didn't realize Martha Stewart, she was actually a model back in the day. Do you know that?
Nah.
Bruh, she was like a model, and then she turned into a baker person, and then she turned there into like she flipped the whole game on his side.
That's
like,
right, Martha.
Bruh, hell Martha yeah. Stewart used to be a model. Like she was like a model, and then she got into the whole cooking and whatever, and then she flipped it into the whole baking, like cookware,
oh,
and all of that, and then now she's like a mogul, but yeah. She was just a regular old mom, like, bruh, she, yeah, I had no idea. I thought she was like a cook. Like, I thought she was a real cook, and my girl was like, no, she's like, she likes to cook, but this was her primary.
Oh damn.
Yeah.
Oh, the power of her branding. I thought she was a cook her entire life, too, like on some straight Gordon Ramsay shit.
I thought she had restaurants and yeah, bakeries and, you know, I thought she was like the, you need to cook something, you got to go to Martha Stewart. Like, that's what I thought.
I always get her confused with, like, Marie Callender's, and I keep thinking Marie Callender's isn't even a real thing, but I know it is. Is Marie Callender's a restaurant?
I think it's just like a the cakes.
Like a company that, right?
Yeah, it's just like the cakes. You must like the cake a lot if you want to go to a whole restaurant of Marie Callender's. But it might be. It might be. I don't know. Maybe it's just out of my tax bracket.
Hey, shout out to Martha Stewart and Whoopi Goldberg.
And Marie Callender.
And Marie Callender. Yo, sponsor the show. Marie Callender needs to sponsor the show. Freaking Notion needs to sponsor the show. They all just need to sponsor the show.
Do you think you'll ever, like, do you think if you were successful that you would feel the same way? Like, I don't have time for a relationship.
Bruh, I feel that way now, and I'm not successful at all.
Like, I'm just trying to think about that. Like, I don't get it. I feel like once you find success, then the next step is to find someone to share it with. But maybe I'm just...
Oh, I hear you.
Do you?
Hey, I guess I'm like Whoopi Goldberg. I'm fundamentally a selfish person also.
Yeah, you're right. You look
like... Hey, shut your ass up. Go smell something.
Remember the snowboarders, how they had that little head cap where it had the dreads on it? You should wear one and walk around looking like Whoopi Goldberg. You walk around looking like Whoopi and then take it off and then look like Goldberg. You tight.
I'm Whoopi Goldberg.
I'm Whoopi Goldberg. I'm about to hit you with a jackhammer.
I'm Marcus, fundamentally a selfish person.
I will walk through the sparkles for you.
Oh, wow. You just sound like a straight homeless. Hopeless romantic. Yo,
you sound like a straight hoe.
No. Man, you sound like a straight hoe right now. Oh man, you're so romantic, man. The god of rom-com over here.
Oh, well, I guess I just thought like the best thing to do is to find someone to share it with. I just want to share it with somebody.
That's good. Marcus just called me a homeless romantic.
The second one was homeless. A homeless romantic.
Would you date somebody taller than you? Yeah. Segway Sev in this name, bro. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That shirt too tight. The button about to pop.
It is too tight, bro. My stomach hurt.
Don't laugh too hard. Might lose an eyeball.
Someone taller than me. No, because I'm fundamentally a selfish person. I want someone shorter than me. No.
Shout
out to all the tall Amazon girls, though, man. I swear to God, y'all are beautiful, but man, y'all intimidate the shit out of me, and I don't think I look good on your arm. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't feel like getting lifted up and put on the counter while we make it out.
You're by your legs.
Like if I see you and we ain't seen each other in a long time, it's like, oh my God. And I run up and then you lift me up, like, nah, we're done.
We're done.
It's out of here. We out of here.
Yeah. I'm not the one reaching up to give the hug around the neck.
Oh, if you had to reach up. I don't know, bro, but you, I mean.
What?
He Swizzle? She looked tall.
Who?
Taylor Swift.
Did you just call her Taylor Swizzle?
T Swizzle, bro.
T Swizzle?
Yeah, you not see.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not like us.
You're not like us. It was actually a commercial with T-Pain. Mm. Yeah, he called her T Swizzle. You know what I'm saying? And
okay, T Swizzle, chill out.
Okay, you holeless romantic. But you wouldn't, Taylor Swift not on your radar? No?
I'll give it a try.
Billionaire. I'll give it a try.
Yeah. Taylor Swift. It's T-Swizzle, bro. Of course we're going to climb that tree. I'm tripping.
What if the same height?
What if me and T-Swizzle were the same height?
No, like you and some girls. No, like you and the girl. Y'all same That's height. Cool.
I'll take that. That's okay. That sounds kind of crazier than the girl taller than you. That sounds crazy.
If y'all same height and y'all slow dancing at a party, whose hands go up and whose hands go down?
We gotta flip a coin to fucking determine that shit, bro.
No, you were up last time. This time I get to be up.
Oh shoot. Yeah, I don't know, man. What about you? You climbing any trees?
No, I'm good.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Relationship talks are like questions are so funny because like I'm cool, I'm chilling, but Marcus is still up in the air, so we could just ridicule him for all his answers. Really, Marcus?
You can't even be like hypothetical, like oh, because I have a girlfriend, man. That doesn't apply to me.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm not gonna get you into the conversation. Let's just ridicule Marcus. Shut up. You are a hoe. You look like a hoe right now. You look like a hoe right now. Okay, shut your ass up.
Oh yeah, I have no harsh in this race, man. I have a girl. You don't have to answer.
Shut your ass up. Shut up. Damn it, I hate this show.
I love this show, man.
You know, me too. I love this show so much. They not like us.
They not like us, bro.
Come on, bro. I'm
tired. So, Whoopi, you got anything else?
So, Whoopi. Swifty Seth and Moopy Goldberg. Yeah, I ain't got nothing else, man.
What's highlight up? Of the week? You got somebody for a highlight of the week? I just thought of somebody.
All right, yeah, I do. I got for my highlight of the week, I got Chuckles and Coconut. Shout out to them, man. Shout out to Ziyoung and Lessa, two sisters based out of Utah. They're freaking hilarious, bro, and they're gonna go far in this space. So shout out to those two.
They're gonna go far because don't. Marcus has ordained you to go far.
All right, we're taking highlight of the week out. I just made that fucking up. I ordained it. I ordained highlight of the week to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Hey, I ordained it. And
yeah, I knight the be gone.
I knight fucking, you.
Yeah. don't put the fucking back scratcher that low, you weirdo. And this guy, bro.
Oh shoot.
All right, so what's up? What about you? Who do you ordain as the highlight of the week?
I seen an open mic coming up. I don't know if it's being held by, but there's an Uso called Chef T from Sacramento. He has a Samoan food spot. It's like Samoan food fusion stuff. And so I seen that they're doing an open mic. I'm not sure when or where, but it sounds like it's in Sacramento. And shout out to my Uncle Spence at Smash and Grab Lemonade, because I seen them posting about it and promoting it. So if you're in the Sacramento area, you know what I'm saying, check out Chef T and check out Smash and Grab Lemonade, because they got like an open mic thing going on. Oh, yeah. And it looked like you know, our truths need to be heard, like something like very dramatic. So
oh damn.
Yeah,
our truth needs to be heard about the tornado
on 1985. I'll be saying that randomly to myself. Yeah. Marguerite was in the well.
Oh, the plight of Aunt Marguerite during the tornado of 1985.
Yeah, so shout out to the highlight of the week. We ordain you. We've to success. Ordained you. Yeah.
It says ordained it. Hey, this freaking guy,
they're gonna go far.
Yeah,
they said so.
What you gonna do?
Signing
when
out
the
from
the Pod Boys, ordain you, brother.
Yeah, signing out from the Holist Romantic.
You got anything else for it, bro? What's going on, man?
That's it, brother. Take us out, man.
Hell yeah, man. If you got this far, we appreciate y'all, man. Y'all already know what it is. Polytech Network over here on YouTube, man. Any audio platform that you listen to this on, let us know. Hit us up. You know what I'm saying? Hit up Lance. Hit us up for sponsors. Give us money. No.
Yeah, pretty much.
Patreon.com/PolyTicket Podcast. Hit us up, man. This has been another episode of the PolyTicket Podcast. All right. Go far. I'm Marcus, that's Sefa. Go far. Bye.